It's Dylan. I'm helping mix this part so the show goes up tonight. So, first up, in this part, from across the pond in the great country of England. Or is it the UK? Like, does it matter if you say England or UK as far as the country goes? Lex the Archer.
Tried to make me go to rehab, but I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, you'll know, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, he's tried to make me go to rehab, but I won't go, go, go. I'd rather be at home with Ray. I ain't got 70 days. Cause there's nothing you can teach me that I can't learn from Mr. Hathaway. I didn't get a lot in class, but I know it don't come in a shot glass. They tried to make me go to rehab, but I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, you'll know, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, he's tried to make me go to rehab, but I won't go, go, go. The man said, why do you think you here? I said, I got no idea. I'm gonna lose my baby. So I always keep a bottle near. He said, I just think you're depressed. Kiss me, yeah, baby, and go rest. He tried to make me go to rehab, but I said, no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, you'll know, no, no. I don't ever want to drink again. I just need a friend. I'm not gonna spend 10 weeks, have everyone think I'm on the mend. It's not just my pride, it's just till these tears have dried. They tried to make me go to rehab, but I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, you'll know, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, he's tried to make me go to rehab, but I won't go, go, go.
The Archer. Oh, I always say, or Rain Campos. It's like a mix of many different names. Okay.
This song sucks.
I know, I hate this song. I hate Amy Winehouse. She's such a slobby bitch. Amy Winehouse, you slobby bitch, but Lex is not a slobby bitch. So
wait, is Amy Winehouse the one that's like a crack whore?
Yeah,
and stuff?
She sings the original of this song.
Ew.
So it all kind of makes sense in context now.
I know.
Okay. So for me on this, your timing was kind of weird. There was like some moments where you kind of like fell out, so you kind of like sang, like rhythmically spoke faster to like catch up, and it was weird. Yeah. I thought this wasn't as strong as last week, kind of like I said to Clary, like, this song needs to have more, like, oomph and, like, more, like, excitement and, like, fun. And, like, I mean, like, yeah, it's about rehab, but you should, like, be, like, I don't know, the jazzy and, like...
But ignore the lyrics and be jazzy.
Yeah, ignore the lyrics. I think that this worked with your vocal quality, like, the tone that your voice has. I think it worked. So, mm-hmm. I was kind of sad that you didn't have more energy and emotion, because I feel like it worked. And your runs were kind of shaky.
Yeah, like, some of them, like, squeaked and spiked, and, yeah.
Yeah. And then, oh, I loved the way you did, like, ooh, I need a friend. It was really sexy.
Ooh, yeah.
What did you think, Val? Did you have anything else to say? Sorry, I kind of talked that one through pretty intensely.
Yeah, I liked your voice on this a lot, and I thought that there was, like, some jazziness on here. So, just if you would have amped it up a little bit more, it would have been, like, epic. I don't know. That's pretty much all I have to add.
All right. Well, then we're good.
Done.
Next up is my nemesis, Traviata.
In the business of misery, let's take it from the top. She's got a body like an hourglass, it's ticking like a clock. It's a matter of time before we all run out. When I thought it was mine, she caught him by the mouth. I waited 8 long months, she finally set him free. I told him I couldn't lie, he was the only one for me. 2 weeks and we caught on fire. She's got it out for me, but I wear the biggest smile. Whoa, I never meant to brag. To brag, to steal it all away from you now. But God, does it feel so good? Cause I got him where I want it now. And if you could, then you know you would. Cause God, it just feels so, it just feels so good. Second chances, they don't ever matter. People never change. Once a whore, you're not the more. I'm sorry, that'll never change. And about forgiveness, we're both supposed to have a change. I'm sorry, honey, but I'm passing up. Now look this way. Well, there's a million other girls who do it just like you. Looking as innocent as possible to get to who they want and what they like. It's easy if you do it right. Well, I refuse, I refuse, I refuse. Whoa, I never meant to brag. Brag, to steal it all away from you now. But God, does it feel so good? Cause I got him where I want him right now. And if you could, then you know you would. Cause God, it just feels so, it just feels so good. I watched his wildest dreams come true. Not one of them involving you. Just watch my wildest dreams come true. Not one of them involving.
Traviata.
Paramore, yay.
Falco's like, yay, Paramore.
Yay.
Okay. I thought this wasn't your best cover. I liked it more than your Immunity song, but I didn't like it as much as I liked your last week's submission.
Yeah.
I thought you, like... I don't know. I thought that you, like... You had a lot of energy, but I felt like you could have had more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wrote that down, too.
And some parts sounded nasally to me.
Yeah, like, the chorus and the, like, the parts before it sounded, like, nasally to me.
Yeah, and, like, oh, did you notice in, like, the, the bridge chorus, like, the one of the, like, latter ones, you know?
Yeah.
It's, like, the way that she said brag, her voice kind of, like, cracked a little bit.
Oh, yeah, it did, yeah.
So, yeah. That's really all I had to say about this. I definitely thought it was, like, not your best cover, but it definitely wasn't your worst, and I did enjoy listening to it a lot. So, you're a top contender in this competition, in my opinion, so I thought this was good.
Yeah. I'm kind of convinced that only Hayley Williams can sing the song, because it's, like, been... It hasn't been, like, massacred on the show, but it's, like, yeah. I thought, like, you could have done more belting on, like, the last chorus and, like, the, bridge. And, yeah, parts sounded nasal. The energy was really good, but I think you should have added more, like, spunky, sassy sexiness and stuff.
Yeah, I wanted more sass. There wasn't enough sass.
You need to be like, nah, nah.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I'm done.
More nah. Me too.
More nah. Done. So, Dylan's mixing was so bad that we had to fire him. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, the show was going to go up last night, but then it didn't because of files and my essay. So now I'm mixing it now, today. So up next is Bryson.
I'm past now. Controls the future. Who controls the future now? Controls the past. Who controls the past now? Not justified.
Bryson! Oh my god, I love Rage Against the Machine. Yeah, oh my god, I love Testify. And I love Killing in the Name of. Now they do what they told ya. Oh my god, such a good song. I really like Rage Against the Machine. They're rage. I know, it works because we rage on this show. Do you want to go first this time? I don't know if there was too... I don't know if it was the reverb necessarily or the music. I couldn't figure it out because, like, I think, like, if the music had been quieter, the reverb would have worked more for me personally. Like, I think he was trying to create, like, this weird, like, I don't know. I can't. Yeah. I liked this, though. Like, I thought it really, like, as far as, like, emotion goes, and, like, what else did I write? Like, kind of, like, not anger, but you had a good, like, to it. Like, I think at the beginning you said, you were, like, you said, like, I thought he had it at the end, though. Mm-hmm. I loved my favorite. One of my favorite parts was at the very beginning when he goes, he just goes, ugh. I thought that was funny. This was good, Bryson. I liked it. Good job. You're good at picking songs for your voice, too. I liked this. Yes. Definitely. All right. I'm done. Up next is Dove Daniel.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide,
no escape from reality.
Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a poor.
If I'm not back again this time tomorrow, All you see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo,
Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo,
Magnifico.
I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family. Spare him his life from this monstrosity.
Easy. Easy, will you let me go?
Bismillah, no, we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let me go.
We will not let you go.
Let me go.
We will not let you go.
Let me go.
No, 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 no.
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia, mamma mia, let me go.
Beelzebub has a devil put aside.
Dove Daniel.
It's Unbearded Ross.
I'm gonna call him Dove. I just can't do it.
I don't remember how it's supposed to be pronounced, so I just call him Unbearded Ross.
Unbearded Ross.
He's part of that whole Jew crew.
Jew crew. Do you want to go first?
Yeah. Like, it sounded like the mixing, like, some parts it was really hard to hear you, and you sounded far away, and, like, I don't know if it sounded echoey, but it sounded really far away, and, like...
Yeah, no, it sounded really far away, it sounded like...
Yeah.
Okay, this is
like
I
you were
imagined.
Singing across the room or something.
Yeah, this is what I imagined. I had this image of him, like... putting his mic, like, on a, like, stand or something, and, like, thinking that he was gonna, like, sing too loudly, so he backed, like, really far up. I don't know. Yeah. I just, like, pictured him, like, in this weird room.
And if you're... It's better, like, in my opinion, I think it's better to peek and be heard than to be really far away and inaudible, so... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I thought, like... Like, it sounded like to me you were trying to overcompensate your, like, the beginning singing with, like, the high notes and everything. And, like, it sounded good and it sounded belty, but then, like, it sounded, like, mechanical to me and, like, the emotion wasn't there for me.
Yeah, no, same. It was very technical, but it was kind of, like, all over the place vocally. Like, there were some parts where you were, like, in falsetto and, like... It was really strange.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, then there was a couple of points where your vibrato was kind of shaky, too. And, like, it was very strange, because, like, technically it was good.
Well, yeah, vocally it was okay to me, but, like, it didn't sound like there was any emotion to me at all. And, like, the middle part with the Galileo and all that, like, if you're not gonna do that part, then why do the song? Because that's, like, the part. And it was all the background singers instead of you.
Yeah. I wrote that down, too, like, because, like, it's there was also a couple of, like, I don't know, like, there was a couple of, like, parts where it sounded like you tried to do some of that, but then it just didn't actually work. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's really weird. I'm like...
Like the Beelzebub has a whatever for a son. Like, it sounded like he was singing that part and trying
but
to...
But not the other parts.
Yeah, and trying to match it with the background singers, but it didn't, like, sound...
Work. Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't work.
So. Yeah. I don't really have anything else to say.
Same.
All right. Done.
Done.